Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, the public has been cautioned to always maintain clean footwears and feet in order to prevent the fungal infection called athlete's foot or blisters. In our discovery page of today, we shall throw more light on the similarities in the names of some localities in the centre, south and east regions of Cameroon. A development of this and more right ahead. A consignment of sanitary kits and financial aid have been donated to some orphans and vulnerable children in the Central Region. The grants were handed over by the Central Regional Delegation of Social Affairs during a ceremony in prolongation of the 34th edition of the African Child Pact on the theme Progress in Ensuring Equitable Access to Education for All Children, including those in need of special protection measures. Likiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center completes that story.
The 34th edition of the Day of the African Child in the Central Region was an occasion for stakeholders in the sector to examine the strides made so far to ensure equal access to education for all children. Rachel Sivi Edimombape is the Central Regional Delegate for Social Affairs.
My appeal to all actors is that they should put their hand together and ensure inclusive education in the Central Region and for parents with children with special needs in inclusive education center. We have close to 70 inclusive schools in the Central Region, so no child should stay home.
In build up to this day, a free health campaign was organized to provide healthcare services for orphans who most of the time cannot afford such privileges. During the occasion, sanitary kits were also distributed to proprietors of private and public institutions catering for vulnerable children in the Central Region, as well as the donation of financial and material assistance to children in a bid to support their parents, better prepare them for the next academic year. Activities to mark the 34th edition of the Day of the African Child in the Central Region were highly attended by some partners like Plan Cameroon, Sight Savers, the Ministries of Basic and Secondary Education, United Nations Refugee Agency, who all indicated that all is being done to ensure inclusive and accessible education for all children in the region. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News, Center.
Do you know that wearing sweaty or dirty socks increases the likelihood of issues like the fungal infection called athlete's foot and blisters, which could impair your ability to move around comfortably? Many people do not give much thought to foot care, or do they bother about the state of the socks they are wearing, which could cause them great embarrassment? The issue excited the curiosity of Nora Akukibi, who now reports from CRTV Southwest in Buya.
Often neglected but very important to complete most footwears, socks do more than just prevent the shoes from rubbing and blisters from forming. Wearing a pair of socks always is generally regarded as perfectly healthy if done properly. Have you ever been made to take off your shoes at a function while your feet are embraced to a ton, wet or dirty socks?
When I was in the high school, I was wearing boots, but my socks were so dirty and smelly that I got into the room and brought in all of the mud into the sister's room.
I felt hesitant because it never told me that I had to take off my shoe, and my socks was burst, and it was difficult for me to do that because that's a lot of disgrace to me.
Note that the day you choose to wear that old dirty socks might just be the day you are expected to take off your shoes for an exposé. Therefore, no one has to be reminded that it is bad hygiene to wear a dirty pair of socks. Epa Mugaga, a teacher, advises.
We have socks that you wear with normal men's shoe, and you have socks that you wear with sports canvas. I wear only black socks. Black is an ideal color, and it goes with all colors of wear. I put on a pair of socks a day. And when I come back from work, the first thing I do is to sun my socks. Always make sure you clean your toes in between when you take your bath, especially with a towel. Grease it or a rubbing oil or lotion before you put on your socks. It automatically kills odor. So my general advice to men is be careful the way you manage your socks, and it's a clear presentation of who you are.
Remember, cleanliness builds up that confidence. Nora Akokebi for the regional news in Buya.
We go over to the Far North region in Marwa, where some people have reportedly been visiting orphanages to make donations like fairly used clothes as a way of disposing them. However, others simply burn or dump theirs to create space in their wardrobes. Sylvester Temkeng of CLTV Far North in Marwa tells us more.
Trends, fashion or dress codes imposes most people, especially women, to go in for the latest dresses in the market. Meanwhile, people whose work has no uniform are also inclined to this phenomenon in order to look neat at work. Women, however, surpass men in the purchase of dresses on daily basis, thereby piling up huge quantities of dresses. Some of these stocks sometimes become a boredom when they wear out or when the owner is tired of them. Most people, however, have different methods of disposing their unwanted dresses.
I give out my dresses and my shoes to family members. When I use something that maybe does not size me anymore, or maybe I've bought some and then I find that there are so many, I give them out to my sisters and some friends and some young people that I stay with them.
I usually take them home when I go for holidays and distribute them to relatives back in the village. The second is to give to needy children in church. And the third option is to burn them. Because instead of giving them off to people you don't know, and you don't know what they are going to be doing with the dresses, I don't throw, I burn.
I wash them, iron, then I give it to other people who don't even have.
Others donate to the needy in orphanages and street children. Also, I use the money for charity work.
I sell some of these clothes off and redirect the funds to my NGO, because I have an NGO that actually provides free sanitary pads to underprivileged young girls. For the ones that I don't sell, I actually give them to close ones, to family members and friends. These clothes cost a lot of money, and that's the best way I think I can actually dispose of them.
Despite the various waste involved in disposing these unwanted dresses, others still dump them in trash cans and on the streets, hence posing an environmental problem. The dumped dresses also serve as gold mines to some individuals who collect the dresses either for personal use or for sale. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
Onto our discovery page, in the center, south and east regions of Cameroon, there are many cases of towns with the same name. Take the example of the south regional capital, Lebulova, which shares its name with a locality in the center region. In the report that follows, Maimouna Andrea highlights some namesake towns in the three regions.
Each time mention is made of Ebolova, you have to be precise because it could either be in the south or center region. Yes, we have Ebolova in the Villa division of the south region, 168 kilometers away from Yaoundé, but also in the center region, Ebolova is found in Awai, Mefu, and Afamba division, and mostly made up of the Bamvele people. And now talking about Efulan, it is a neighborhood in the Yaoundé 3 subdivision, bordered by Mvolie, Obobogo, and Simeyong. On the contrary, Efulan is a village in the Upper Nyong division of the East region, specifically in Gelemenduka. In the South region, Efulan is located 32 kilometers away from Ebolova in the Mvila division. And the list continues. We have Ngulmekong as a neighborhood in Yaoundé, some 2 kilometers away from the Yaoundé-Simalén International Airport. Yet, we have Ngulmekong in the South region since 1955, which is 107 kilometers away from the Yaoundé-Ebolova stretch. Now, unlike Yaoundé, where Ngulmekong is a neighborhood, it is a subdivision in the south region made up of 58 villages. And the last but not the least is Oveng, which is a village in the center region in Bankomo, Mefuanakono division, to be more precise. Similarly, Oveng is in the south region on the border between Cameroon and Gabon. At the heart of the equatorial forest, Oveng in the south region is made up of the Bulu, Fang, and Bantu communities. This is to say that the center, south, and east regions are not only linked culturally and linguistically, but even at the level of names and places that many do not sometimes pay attention to. Laurette Bengono, Maimouna Joya, for the Center Regional Station of the CRTV.
Maimun Anjoya bringing us to the end of the regional news. But before we go, a reminder of our top stories. The public has been cautioned to always maintain clean footwears and feet in order to prevent the fungal infection called athlete's foot and blisters. And on our discovery page, we brought to the limelight some towns which share the same name in the center, south and east regions of Cameroon. And that was what we put for you on today's edition of the Regional News. My name is Kelly Eben.